Well, there is an air of excitement around Flemington this morning. We can't wait until the running of the race today. I'll bet you're a little bit similar. For the jockey of Finch, looking to make it his fourth Melbourne Cup, which would be record equaling. Kieran McAvoy has been good enough to join us on the line. Morning, Kieran.
Morning, boys.
We're excited. How's it go for a jockey who's on a live chance, looking to create history today?
Yeah, plenty of spring in the step, that's for sure. I'll be able to kick my way through the gates there at Flemington when I get there later this morning. So I can't wait to get out there on the track. And, yeah, it's going to be a great Melbourne Cup, that's for sure.
What gives you the confidence that Finch will run well, Kieran?
Just his last year's run, I think. You know, he ran a real brave race, ran fourth in the race that Cross Counter won. And, you know, he's been with Chris Waller's stable for an extra 12 months. He's been gelded. He's been in good form this preparation, and he's got the same weight on his back as he carried last year. So that weight of 54 really attracted me to the horse when I won on him on the Kingston Town on him there at Randwick back in September. And he's been in great form since. He was really gallant in the Turnbull, put up a great run in the Caulfield Cup from a wide gate, and I think it just spells that it's all there, ready for him to run a great race today. So. Plenty of good overseas talent in the race as well, but pretty pleased to be on my horse, Finch.
Mate, you've got obviously a nice soft draw. Is he the type of horse that you can smother and sort of use to sprint as you come into the turn, or will you have him sort of up on the speed rolling, and is he not a stop starter?
Interesting question. He's a horse that you need to get into a rhythm, and he can be a little bit overexcited or excitable at times. If you do too much on him. And I thought that's why he was such a brave run in the Caulfield Cup, having to stride forward from that gate. So I'd like to just be somewhere up in the first six or seven, depending on what the O'Brien horses do. They hold the key in terms of pace. There's not a lot of pace of the local horses. So it'll be really interesting to see what horses like Hunting Horn do. Master of Reality might hold a spot from one. Latrobe might go forward. And you've got Downdraft, Magic Wand, and even Il Paradiso can be up on the speed. So all the O'Brien horses for mine, they hold the key pace to the race, and I'll be just keeping a close eye on what they do. But, you know, I'd like to just get him in a nice rhythm and save for the last 600 metres of today's race, and hopefully I've used his energy correctly, and then he's have a nice, strong finish on him. So he's not a horse that's going to sit back and fight in 10 lengths, but if I've ridden him properly, I can hopefully have a three or four length start, three or four length gap to make up inside that last two furlongs, and we can finish strongly.
Kieran, by the sounds of that, you're studying the colours of the horses as much as any race caller, so you need to be making split-second decisions about what you do in the course. Are you following the right horse? Or you don't want to get stuck behind one that perhaps is not going to go the distance? All those things happen in the twinkling of an eye. How important is the experience that you've got from your three previous wins in helping you make those decisions?
Yeah, that's right. It all depends. You know, have to tie in how your horse is reacting, and you've got to work with him as well. But yeah, knowing the opposition colours is obviously key. And you know, there's a couple of duplicate sets here today, so you've got to remember the cap colours and whatnot. So I've got that all in the old noggin ready to go once the gates open. So. It's just a case of what opposition do, and then that'll determine what you can do, as well as again, you know, how your horse is reacting to it all. So, delicate job what us jockeys go through, especially in a 2 mile race like the Melbourne Cup. So, as you said, you've got split second decisions can determine the fate of the race. So, we'll wait and see how it all unfolds.
Mate, did the shake lose your number? Because Cross Counter last year, I thought you did a pretty good job, and
you
got punted.
Give me the full Basil, didn't he? it was a case of this year the horse had William White and Eileen Charlie, and he said, look, we're going to put William on him this year. He's a retained rider, which was fair enough.
Yep.
They did offer me Isfellini, and unfortunately for them, Isfellini went wrong, and he's not in the race. But after winning on Finch there at Randwick, I was chuffed to get the ride on him. And got the famous colours of Judd to carry around. I actually carried them in an Essendon Derby 1 year when I was over in England, so it's nice to be able to pull them on in a Melbourne Cup here in Australia.
Yeah, now you don't need to remind us you've got plenty of cash, Kieran. Have you struggled with the, well, not struggled with the weight, but, I mean, 57 and a half, this has come up about the fact that this horse, Cross Counter, isn't carrying as much weight, and they're quite compressed this year, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. But you look at it, last year he carried, what, 51 and a half, so, you know, he's gone up a fair bit in weight, Cross Counter, and they are quite compressed. That was the reason why I was happy that the Finch was on the same weight as last year, gives him a chance, but... you know, really interesting form lines from overseas. I think these, obviously, the Japanese horse we've seen, Murder Clay. I'm really worried about Lloyd's horses, O'Brien's horses, and obviously Aiden's horses. Of the locals, you know, it's well found that we've got Surprise Baby and Go and Declare probably being the two strong local horses. So it's a really intriguing race.
Yep.
It could be a really close finish, and it's could be coming down to centimetres, and that's what we're to try and overcome. So I can't wait to go on the back of my fellow boys.
Karen, on a morning of a chance for you to equal history, it's incredible the access that you've given us. So we do appreciate it. Good luck for this ride today on Finch, and thanks again for your time.
No worries, boys. Have a good day.
There he is, Kieran McAvoy. Already he's won 3 Melbourne Cups. He's shooting for a fourth.